course it will be a disappointment to you. I know you always like something out of the way with mystery and special features. What do you think, Sinclair?
I don't know, sir. I don't know what to say.
I don't somehow think he is our man. I am quite sure he is. He's got to be, you understand? And I expect loyal support from my department, said Boyce with decision.
It won't do, Boyce, old fellow, said Collins.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you. Have you ever seen the Mikado? If so, you may remember a song beginning, As some day it may happen that a victim must be found.
I am afraid I don't follow you, said the other coldly.
Between us three, there is no need for bluff. You are being worried by all kinds of people to solve the problem. You see that your professional reputation is at stake and that much hangs on it. And you see here a good chance of finding a victim who will not suffer any hardship in any case, as he obviously ought to be under lock and key. It is the Steny Morrison case over again, only here you will not have to have an innocent man tried, because this man will not be able to plead. It will all work out finely. This man will go to Broadmoor, where he will be quite happy, and there will be much praise for the smart commissioner. Boyce flushed scarlet.
You mean I should fake up a charge against a man I knew was not guilty? He said.
Collins shrugged his shoulder. I have known it done, he said, and turned to Sinclair. Well, here ends the wonderful story of Leveson Square. There will be no difficulty in getting a case. I have not been at the bar for nothing.